How are the markets reacting to Osama bin Laden's death?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And investors, like everyone else, are focused this morning on the death of Osama bin Laden. In a moment, we'll find out how the news is affecting commodities like oil and gold and how it might affect Al-Qaeda's funding. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow's up 28 points at 12,839. The Nasdaq up about 0.1%, and the S&P 500 up about 0.25%. Chrysler said this morning it earned $116 million last quarter. That's the automaker's first profit since leaving bankruptcy. Now let's get to the death of Osama bin Laden and the effect we're seeing in global markets this morning. Our regular Monday guest, Julia Coronado, is off today. We are joined instead by Adolfo Laurenti. He is deputy chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and he's with us now live from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us what effects you're seeing so far in the markets.
Well, so far we are seeing some advances on the equity markets that you have just mentioned. We also are seeing a strengthening in the dollar and declines in oil, gold, and some other commodity prices.
So some of these safe haven places where investors put their money, they're starting to pull out of that a little bit.
Correct. And in part, we think that this is because of the decline in the geostrategic risk, the risk of a terrorist action and disruption that has been a trademark for the past several years.
And Adolfo, why would investors react with their money to something like this that may have no effect on the individual companies that they're invested in, for instance?
I think confidence is a large part of this story. Yes, there is a decline in geostrategic risk, but I also think it's a tipping point for all the people that have seen the economy improving, but were looking for a catalyst, a good news that really would prompt to go back, take more risk, and take action on this market. So the psychology is probably looming large in the market progress we are seeing today.
Adolfo Laurenti, deputy chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, as Adolfo said, it's all about confidence for investors, just as it's all about confidence for consumers. Last night, ordinary people expressed their jubilation by gathering at Ground Zero in New York and at the White House in Washington. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer spoke with some D.C. commuters this morning to find out whether the news of Osama bin Laden's death means they'll be more likely to spend than to save.
The celebrations in front of the White House were pretty wild last night, with people climbing trees and singing the Star-Spangled Banner. But the city is all business this morning. There's a knot of TV reporters and cameras in front of the White House and some onlookers, mostly people headed to work. Mike Blackwell was here last night and came back this morning. Before he moved to Washington, he worked in the World Trade Center in New York. He's had nightmares for years. Today's news gives him confidence to put down roots in Washington.
I always wanted a condo. Yeah, three-bedroom condo.
But most people I talked to were like Matthew Cairns, a New Hampshire attorney in Washington for a conference. He says the euphoria is temporary and won't affect his family's spending.
You know, what affects our spending is how much money I'm making and how much, you know, what bills I have to pay at home and paying for kids to go to college. That's really what I think drives most people in the country rather than what's happening overseas.
Still, Cairns is afraid there might be another terrorist attack to avenge bin Laden's death. He says that fear may cause other people to pull back on spending. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
So what does Osama bin Laden's death mean for the funding of al-Qaeda? We're going to explore that side of the story now with terror financing expert Bill Tupman. He's at the University of Exeter in the UK, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, if we think of Al-Qaeda as a company and bin Laden at the top, how does the death of the chairman of Al-Qaeda, if you will, affect the financing of the organization?
You want to think of it as a franchise company rather than a great big pyramidal structure with a CEO at the top. And you really want to think of Osama as the original founder of the company, who's sort of been elevated to a sort of presidential, honorific role. He's not involved in the day-to-day stuff, and you want to think of it as a business that's got lots and lots of self-financing operations going on, although obviously the headquarters operation needs its own stream of funding.
So what happens to the fundraising effort for Al-Qaeda with the death of its president, as you say?
Possible to use him as an icon, an advertising image. You want to think of him as a sort of Che Guevara type of figure. You know, you can still sell T-shirts with his face on. The thing that Osama had going for him was all his personal contacts in Saudi Arabia with incredibly rich people. But after he had to run from Tora Bora, all the contacts had to be made by intermediaries, not by him himself. In fact, it appears that one of his couriers was followed, and that's the way in which they identified where he was. So you've got a network of couriers. They tend to push very hard at Ramadan. Ramadan tends to be the big fundraising time, and of course Ramadan's over. But the fact that, you know, Osama has been dead, the fact that he's a martyr, the fact that he's an icon, means that you can use him in a different way to raise money than the way in which he himself personally visited people to raise money.
Bill Tupman of the University of Exeter, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And there's more coverage of the business side of the bin Laden story, including a conversation with a member of the 9/11 Commission at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Don't ask, don't tell is still the law, so colleges and universities that don't let military recruiters on campus don't get federal dollars.
On average, it probably costs a law school about $500,000 a year.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the price you pay for taking a stand. Next time on Marketplace, today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.